You're listening to the Toyota 4Runner doing what it does best, climbing a boulder-studded hill better than your crossover can climb your paved driveway. We've driven four-wheel drive crossovers up a little and back down this hill. Set a dial for the terrain and speed, and the 4Runner does it all, including the gas pedal by itself. Those crossovers even the score on-road. They're one-piecers. The 4Runner is a body bolted to a truck frame.
If it's an off-road platform, it needs to have high ground clearance, and that's going to mean that it gives up stability in cornering. They're kind of top-heavy.
That's Corey Ransom, driver of 4Runners the last 30 years.
The suspension is built to take large bumps, and so it's not going to be as comfortable.
Ransom's in a 2007 model now.
It was one of the last years they offered the 4.7-liter V8.
And in his garage, a first-generation 1987 with the removable roof.
It's been probably 7 or 8 years it's been sitting in here, as you can see by the layer of dust.
Toyota loaned us a 2020 and since came out with the 2021. What's new this year? Standard LED headlights, a new color, and special editions with an optional ice chest. Special editions let you know there aren't any significant changes. For 2020, it was lane keeping and safety tech and special editions. For 2019, it was some special editions. If you haven't noticed on the highways yet, the 4Runner doesn't change much. It's had 5 generations or whole new versions since it came out in 1984. The Toyota Corollas had 8 generations in the same time. And that's okay with 4Runner buyers.
I like the fact that they're staying true to the original vehicle.
The sales chart doesn't go up and down when the new models come out. And it's been in a climb as steep as this Hyde Park Canyon Hill since the latest version, which came out in 2009, was 4 years into the run. Our Loaner 2020 nav system told us the nearest Sportsman's Warehouse was in Ogden while we were in the parking lot of the one in Logan. But finding shopping was never its claim to fame.
I don't think you'll see a lot of brand new 2020 4Runners out on the slick rock in Moab.
That could be because rocks in Moab don't care that you paid $50,000 for a 4Runner. But off-roaders will wait while it changes incrementally for the price to come down incrementally.
It's often those models that are 20 years old that they can pick up for an affordable cost, modify, and make into something that can handle some extreme off-road.
Driving it like we borrowed it, for Utah Public Radio, I'm Brian Champagne.